Good afternoon. This is Naftali Herman from the Orthodox Union. Thank you so much for joining the call. Before we begin, and I apologize in advance for a bit longer than average initial announcements, so please kindly bear with me. I would like to thank all of you who reached out since yesterday's call to share your thoughts, ideas, and feedback. We are all in this together, and I am so grateful, thankful, and appreciative for you taking the time to reach out. As I shared yesterday, as long as this matzav, the situation continues, we will be here conducting these calls, Shabbos, tomorrow aside, each and every day at 1 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Please share the information and call in number with your family, friends, shul, neighbors, community. The more of us joining together simultaneously in tefillah, in prayer, the greater and more impactful it is. For those who do not yet receive our daily email alerts for this call, you can sign up at ou.org by clicking on the feature story, which has a picture of the Kotel. If you would like to be in touch with me directly to share ideas and feedback, please feel free to email me anytime directly at NaftaliH@ou.org. That's NaftaliH@ou.org. Additionally, I would like to bring to your attention that the OU is in the midst of a massive national emergency campaign to raise much-needed funds for those desperately in need as Pesach approaches. COVID-19 is impacting us more than just the potential health risks, and I would like to highlight a couple of areas in which we can all make a difference. As a community, we need to do everything we can to stop the spread of the virus, and our medical experts and governmental officials' response to this is social isolation. The fallout from that is the challenge of not interacting with those around us. We are social beings, and we crave social opportunities. Although we may be alone, it doesn't mean that we need to be lonely. Perhaps daily, we can collectively make an effort to reach out to a friend or neighbor or momish, literally home alone, and check in on them. For many who are elderly and at the greatest risk, perhaps we can offer to pick up groceries for them. As I mentioned before, the OU is spearheading a national emergency campaign to raise funds for those impacted financially by COVID-19. As Pesach rapidly approaches, there are and there will be many families and individuals in our community who will be in need of financial support. And whatever we can do to help, even just $1, will make a meaningful difference. For more information, please visit ou.org/hunger. That's ou.org/hunger. Please give and give generously for those in need. Once again, please visit ou.org/hunger. Lastly, we are also making available opportunities to sponsor these daily Chizuk and Tehillim phone calls. We are so grateful for so many of you joining us together daily, and we know that our tefillot are making an impact. If you are interested in sponsoring future calls, please email me directly at NaftaliH@ou.org. That's NaftaliH@ou.org. A daily sponsorship is $100, $360 for a week, and $1,000 for a month, and every penny will go directly to the OU's Emergency National Pesach Food Campaign. Today's call is sponsored by my wife, Shani, and I, and it's chus of Refuah Shleima to all those in need. On behalf of the OU, I am honored to introduce Rabbi Dr. T. Hirsch Weinreb, Executive Vice President Emeritus of the OU, to share Divrei Chizuk, words of inspiration. As we share every day, but are thankful for new callers joining each day, Rabbi Weinreb's words will immediately be followed by him reciting three paragraphs of Tehillim. Kapitel Chaf, 20, Chaf Zayin, 27, and Kuf Lamed, 130. Please note that due to the call being muted, that Rabbi Weinreb will be reciting the Tehillim slowly, but without pausing between psukim, so that all of us on the call can say the Tehillim together with him in unison. I have also asked Rabbi Weinreb to please briefly pause between each paragraph of Tehillim, so that all of us can turn to the proper page. Please stay tuned after the recitation of Tehillim for information regarding the speaker for Sunday's phone call. Bechavod, Rabbi Weinreb.
Okay. Once again, a good Erev Shabbos to everyone. For some time now, in my case, it's been a full week since our shul has been closed. and I've not been to shul. This makes me feel, to say the least, very sad, and it makes me feel disconnected from the Almighty, disconnected from the Ribono Shel Olam. Usually, I feel connected through the Aron Kodesh, through the Sefer Torah, through Chaverim, through Sfarim on the shelves. Now I feel disconnected. I also feel that something is missing, and until a few hours ago, I couldn't quite put my finger on what am I missing? What am I missing? And then I remembered an experience I had about 30 years ago when I was in Odessa soon after the Iron Curtain fell. Odessa in the Ukraine, in Russia. And there was one shul that Stalin allowed to stay open throughout, which was now available to anyone who wanted to come. And many Jews who hadn't been in a shul for 70 years came to that shul. And I was part of that group. And I looked around, and of course the shul was equipped like any other shul. It had Sidurim. It had Russian translations. It had Sifrei Torah. But something was missing, and I couldn't quite put my finger on it. And then I realized what was missing was a tzedakah box. There was no one collecting charity. There was no pushka within which to put a few pennies. Of course, one can attribute that to 70 years of communism when the whole concept of charity was foreign to the powers that be. But now the Iron Curtain fell, and people were coming back. They were lighting yahrzeit candles. They were davening in broken Hebrew or in their own words. But they weren't giving tzedakah. And I encouraged them to have a pushka, to get a pushka. At a later date, I sent them from Baltimore a beautiful pushka, a tzedakah box, a charity box that my shul had donated to them. What's missing when one davens at home in private without a shul is that most of us don't have a charity box on the desk or table or shtender where we pray. And we have to begin to do that. We have to have our own charity box, either literally with a little pushka to put money in each day, or figuratively in many of the other ways that one can give tzedakah. The relationship between tzedakah charity and tefillah prayer is a very, very powerful relationship. There's a verse in Tehillim, in Kapitel Yud Zayin Pasuk Tesvav, Psalm 17, verse 15, which reads, Va'ani b'tzedek echeze ponecho. Chazal, our sages, in the Gemara in Bava Basra Daf Yud say, that what this means is, Va'ani and I, b'tzedek, with tzedakah, with charity, echeze ponecho, I can envision your face, God. It is through tzedakah, through charity, that one can, so to speak, kavayachol, see God. When one enters a shul and wants to approach God, the way to do that is by giving tzedakah. When we're not in shul, we can give tzedakah wherever we are, in some way or another. The Gemara says that the Amora Rabbi Elozar, before he would begin to pray, he would give tzedakah. He would give some charity to a poor person. And this practice of Rabbi Elozar and the Gemara is recorded, codified in the Halacha. The Rambam writes in Perek Yud of Hilchos Matanos Aniyim, Gedolei HaChachomim, the great sages, Hayunosnim Pruto La'oni Kodem Kol Tfila, would give a small coin to a poor person before each prayer. V'yachakach Hayum Mispalalim, and then they would pray. And this practice is codified additionally in the Shulchan Aruch in Arachayim Simen Tzadik Beis, Sif Yud. Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach Zatzal, I was privilege to meet and to watch as he performed this mitzvah every morning, putting a penny into the pushka, rules in the Sefer Halichos Shlomo that one can fulfill this mitzvah of tzedakah not only by giving actual cash, but by lending someone money or doing a favor, doing something positive, doing a good deed to help someone else out. At this point in time, when so many of us are confined to our homes, to our communities, there are so many opportunities to give. We can send money through the phone, through the internet, through emails, through the old-fashioned snail mail. We can do what a neighbor of mine does in our community where I live, where there are a lot of old people and people who are not doing well financially ever. I've seen that there's a shelf near the elevator where every morning someone puts a can of soup, a can of food, a bottle of water, and you walk by 10, 15 minutes later and that can is gone. Some needy person inobtrusively given and inobtrusively taken helps himself or herself to that small item. Doing that, giving the tzedakah at this point, is one of the ways that we can cope. The way to cope with all the emotions and anxieties that we all have now is by action. And one powerful action is giving tzedakah. I just want to conclude with a passage in that same blot, that same daf, that same page in Maseches Bava Basra, Daf Yud Amud Aleph. Rabbi Yehuda says, G'dola tzedakah shemekareves es ha-geula. Tzedakah, charity, is so powerful that it brings about the redemption. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Shimru Mishpot, observe justice, Va'asu tzedakah, and give charity. Then, Ki karova Yeshua si lavo, my Yeshua, my salvation is nearby, V'tzidkasi, God says, my righteousness, L'hi galos, will be revealed. Let us act, let us do tzedakah in the confidence that gedola tzedakah, tzedakah is so great, shemekareves es ha-geula. It brings the geula, ki kerovo Yeshua si lavo. My Yeshua, says the Ribono Shel Olam, says the Almighty, is close at hand. Let us hope that we live and be well to see just how close that Yeshua will be. Im Yirtzeh Hashem, Shabbat Shalom. Now, let's turn our attention to a Siddur or a Tehillim booklet that you may have in front of you and turn to Kapitel Chof, to Psalm 20. As Rabbi Herman said, I will say each pasuk slowly, but I won't pause to hear your response. You can say it along with me. So first, Psalm 20, Kapitel Chof. Ramnatseach mizmor ledovin, yanecho Adonai biyom soro, yisagev choshem Elohei Yaakov, yishlach ezrcho mikodesh, umitzion yisodekom, yizkor kol minchosecho, v'olosecho, Yidashin eselom, iten lecho chilvovecho, v'chol atzoscho yemalei, neranino bishu asecho, uveshem Eloheinu nidgol, yemalei Adonai kol mishalusecho, ato yodati ki hoshia Adonai mishicho, Ya'aneyu mishmei kodesho, Bigvuros yeisha yemino. Eilev orechev, v'yeilev asusim, v'anachnu, v'shem Adonai Eloheinu, nazkir, heimo koru nofolu, v'anachnu kamnu, v'nisodod, Adonai Hoshio HaMelech Ya'aneinu V'yom Koreinu. Let's turn now to the next psalm that we'll recite together. It's Kapitel Chof Zayin, Psalm 27. V'David Adonai Ori V'yishi Mimi Iro Adonai Moos Chayai Mimi Efchod Bikrov Olai Mereim Lechol Espisori Sorai V'yoivai Li Heimo Koshlu V'nofolu Im Tachane Olai Machane Lo Yiro Libi Im Tokum Olai Milchomo Bezos ani voteyach. Achaz shoalti meyes Adonoi, oso avakesh. Shivti beveis Adonoi kol yimei chayai. Lachazos benoam Adonoi, ulevaker beheicholom. Ki yitzpeneini lisuko, biyom ro'o. Yastireini, b'seiser oholo, b'tzur yiromemeini, v'yato, yorum roshi al oivai sivivosai, v'yed b'chovi oholo zivchei siruo, oshiro v'azamero, l'adonoi, shema adonoi, Koli ekro v'choneini v'aneini L'cho omar libi bakshu fonoi Esponecho Adonoi avakesh Al taster ponecho mimeni Al tat piaf avdecho Ezrosi hoyison Al titisheini V'yalta azveini Elohei ishi Ki ovi v'yimi asovuni V'adonoi yasveini Horeini adonoi darkecho Unecheini biorach mishor L'man shoreroi Al titineini benefesh tzoroi Ki komu vi eidei sheker vifeyach chomos. Lulei hemanti liroz betuv Adonoi bi'eretz chayim. Kavei el Adonoi chazak v'yameitz libecho. V'kavei el Adonoi. And finally we turn to Kapitel Kuf Lamed. That's Psalm number 130, very familiar psalm. Shir hamalos mimamakim krosicho Adonoi shimo vekoli. Tihiyeno oznecho kashuvos l'kol tachanunoi. Im avonos tishmor yo Adonoi mi ya'amor. Ki imcho haslicho l'man tivorei. Ki visi Adonoi kiviso nafshi. Velidvoro hocholti nafshi l'adonoi mishomrim laboker shomrim laboker yachel yisrael el adonoi ki im adonoi hacheset viharbei imo fedus v'hu yifte es yisrael Mikol Avonosom. I'll recite now the prayer Achenu called Beis Yisroel. You can listen and recite Amen after I conclude. Achenu kol beis Yisrael, hanisunim b'tzoro uveshivyo, homedim bein bayom uvein bayabosho, hamokom yirachem aleihem, v'yotziyem mitzoro lirvocho, umeyafei lo liyoiro, umishibud ligulo, hashto bagolo uvizman koriv, v'nomar omein. Thank you, and Shabbat Shalom.
Thank you so much, Rabbi Weinreb. Hard to imagine anyone listening to the way you read the Tehillim not to be impacted and affected at the emotion that you just recited each word. Thank you so much. As we share each day, we hope and pray that all of our collective efforts for safety, strength, and a refuah for all of those in need be answered Latova, and may the Rebbeinu Sha'olam speedily bring an end to these days of concern and uncertainty. Please join us again on Sunday at 1 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time for words of Divrei Chizuk from Rabbi Shmuel Silber of Serbian Orthodox Congregation Toras Chaim in Baltimore, Maryland. This concludes today's call, wishing everyone a wonderful, healthy, and safe Shabbos.